Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I was told to give out my Twitter handle at the beginning, so I am just going to do what I was told. And you can reach me via Twitter, at Vince D. Gregory. Just notice that I would not be offering extremely hot takes. And if the takes are hot, just know that I didn't know or I do not know. So feel free to inform me if they are or not. Feel free to inform me if they are or not. So I always used to go to this store to get my vitamins, get my supplements, and just get the stuff that I need to work out. And no. This is before the night workout. This is when I was working out, when I wanted to, on my time, early in the morning, and sometime midday, lunch, workout, you know, get my workout in, because I'm extremely focused. Get the workout in because I want to go ahead and get it over with. So I can have the rest of the day to myself. So I can do what it is I want to do. And it's like, oh, I can do this. Why I can do this? Because I've worked out already. Such an interesting time. Such an interesting concept. Such an observation. Interesting observation, I should say. Interesting. Don't want to insert wrong word there. Do not want to insert wrong word. So I used to go to this store and this one place to get all of my needs for my workout, which wasn't too much, but just, you know, supplements, fish oils, vitamins, and what have you. And even then, maybe some protein powder or what have you. So yeah, that whole experience, just it was different, because at this time I was new to this scene. I was new to exercising. I was new to working out. And this place in this store was where everybody went to. It's where everybody got everything they need. So it wasn't necessarily that I was following the crowd. I want to be like everybody else. I don't want to stand out. I do not want to stand out. I want to be just like everybody. I want to fit in. I want to be like you. I want to be like them. I want to be a robot. I want to be a clone. None of that. That had nothing to do with it. It was just that I was so new into this world, new to this environment, where I was just trying to pick up on the little things, trying to see, getting this observation, getting all this intel, collecting all of this data, and just trying to figure things out so I can use this and utilize all of this information that I'm taking in, so I can eventually come to a conclusion of my own and eventually do what I need to do and what's best for me moving forward. However, at this point, I was just dependent on observing what everyone else did and sort of copying that. And so I went to this place, and I would go there, and I would see the prices. I would see the stuff. I'm like, okay. And then you had the little membership thingy-majig that you could sign up for, and you pay extra money to be a member, be this exclusive member, so you can get discounts that you have to use at a specific time, on a specific day, on a specific month. Yay! What do I sign up at? This sounds like a plan. So yeah, I signed up for that, and I realized that I it looked good on paper. It looked good on paper. And see, that's how it is with these deals. They look good on paper, but as soon as you start to take it out of the paper, and as soon as you start to just look at it and just try to work it out in your head and just try to work it out of how this is going to relate to you, how this is going to relate moving forward, how you are going to make this happen, how are you going to follow all the necessary steps and all the necessary rules to get the benefits, to reap the awards, to do all of that. When you start doing all that, when you take the time, step back and think about it. Hey, wait a minute. This isn't really a good deal. It's really not a good deal. So yeah, this deal was, it looked good on paper, but being not even a year into this, being a few days into this, I realized, I was like, huh, this is not a good deal. So I just kept on utilizing or attempting to utilize these rewards. I got rewards. I'm getting rewards. I am a member of this exclusive club. Yay, look at me. Look at me. So I realized that it wasn't worth it. The value of getting that card or becoming a member and paying that amount up front and utilizing it throughout the month or utilizing it monthly. Nah, it wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it. And so I eventually let that membership expire. I didn't renew. I didn't do it again. And so I'm cool with that. I'm still new to the scene. Still trying to get all of this information. Still trying to get all of this data so I can make a decision for myself. So I can say, hey, this is best for you. This is best for me. I'm gonna do me. I'm gonna be me and do what's best for me. Okay? Good. Great. It was nice talking to you. It was nice doing business with you. I'm trying to get all the information, all the data I need, what's best for me. And I'm still in this data collecting process because I'm still fairly new. It's not until I hit about my, I don't know, 3-year mark, 4-year mark, where I would consider myself not new anymore, but just advance, just advance. Now I'm well past advanced. Now I'd say expert. Now expert. But hey. Let's stay focused here. Let's stay on track. So I'm still new and I'm still learning the tricks of the trade. I'm still learning all of this, but I decided that early on that renewing and getting this membership again is not the best thing for me. It doesn't make sense. It looks good on paper, but it's something that I'm never going to utilize. It's something that I'm never going to use. And spending this money up front to get this discount right now, and then the rest of the time, just let it go by. The rest of the time, don't use it at all. That's not good for me. That is not good for me. And why are you pushing this? Why are you constantly telling me that this will be a good deal for me? When on paper, when I don't have time to crunch the numbers, when I don't have time to work this out and play this out in my head. Yeah, it looks good on paper. What are your motives? What are your motives here? Is this some kind of upsell thing that's going on here? Are your bosses, are you being towed? Are you being told to push this upon me? Because let's be real, that's not benefiting me. Let's be real. That's not going to help me out. Let's be real. Let's really, really be real. Who telling you to do this? Who's telling you to do this? Come on, come on, come on. Be honest with me. We pals. We're buddies. I come here all the time. I buy stuff all the time. Come on now. We got to be on some kind of ish now. We got to be on some kind of ship now. We, special bond, definitely not on a nonverbal level. It's got to be verbal. It's got to be verbal. I have people that tell me that I need to do things, and I'm pretty sure that you have people that tell you to do things, and you have to do those things, and trying to upsell me on this membership. Come on now, be a pal, be a friend. Isn't it one? Isn't it one? Yay! Let's be honest. And if you don't want to answer the question, just say, I don't want to answer the question because I don't want to. I don't want to. And why don't you want to? You don't want to incriminate yourself. I get it. I get it. I get it. You don't even have to blink twice. I get it. So it seemed more like an upsell kind of thing after going to this store or going to stores like this throughout this time of me being a noob, this time of me being the new person that's being introduced to this world, introduced to the healthy lifestyle. It's like, wait a minute. This seems like an upsell because not only did you try to get me to do this here, the person over there tried to get me to do this as well. But it doesn't make sense for me to get this anymore or ever. But I'm gonna let that slide. I'm gonna let that slide because, hey, as I say, I gotta do things I wanna do. I get to do things that I don't want to do, but I have to do it because it's the thing to do. I have a bunch of social contracts that I have with many, many people, and I just do it. I believe that pedestrians have the right of way no matter what. I believe bicyclists should get to do whatever they want no matter what. I believe bikers should get the benefit of the doubt no matter what. There are so many things and so many social contracts that I have that I don't want to do, but I do anyway because it is the right thing to do. Stand up for the right thing to do. Stand up for justice. Social justice. Hey, that's me standing for social justice. Exactly. So that wasn't a deal breaker. That was not a deal breaker with me in this store. It was definitely information. It was definitely data that I took in. It was definitely stuff that I was saying, huh? It made me think, but it wasn't a deal breaker. That was not the deal breaker. I'm still a noob. I get it. I understand. I know how the system works. I know how to play the game. Let's play the game. But you don't have to be so enthused to play the game. When I say no or that's okay, we can leave it at that. When I say no or that's okay, it's no. It's no. Not continue on. Continue telling me. I want to hear more. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Because your keep pushing is poking the bear. And let's not poke the bear because you have to understand that we don't know what kind of bear it is. Do you climb a tree? Do you play dead? Or do you look the bear in the eye and say, come on, bear, show me what you got. Give me your best shot. And if that's the case, and that's the game that you want to play, hey, let the chips fall where they may. Let the chips fall where they may. And I can't say, and I can't be held accountable for what happens after that, because there are warning signs, there are red lights, there are do not feed the animals. There's all kinds of things that just around and just letting you know what to do and what not to do. I'm just an innocent bystander. I'm just playing the game too. however you want to play it raw. That's not a deal breaker, though. That wasn't the deal breaker. It made me think a little more in depth of their motives. But that's a different story for a different time. No rain check. No rain check. Get to it sooner or never. Sooner or never. Whichever comes first. Yet, what did become the deal breaker for me? What did become the deal breaker for me was not knowing. Not knowing simple things. Yeah, simple things. Not knowing simple things. Because at this time, I'm still a noob. I'm still a noob. I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm still trying to find my footing. So I am trying to get much information as possible. I am just soaking up information. I'm going online. I'm just looking at different things. I'm looking at chemical structures. I'm looking at the structure of molecules. I am looking how these certain molecules affect everything. I mean, I'm getting my organic chemistry on. I am head deep in orgo, head deep in cellular biology, cellular and molecular biology. I am just so deep in the game where it's like, I need more. I'm not satisfied. Insatiable. I need more information, more. And so when I came, and when it came to the point where there was a basic question that I had, it wasn't even a question. I just needed help finding something. I needed help finding a particular vitamin, so to speak, official. I needed to find this particular fish oil that I know existed because online told me existed, and we always get the truth online, and online always tells us everything we need to know. Everything we need to know. So I'm not worried about that part. Online told me it exists. Nature let me know it exists from going through all of my biology books and chemistry stuff. So I'm like, hey, this exists. It's real. Even word of mouth, talking to a friend that was an expert living the healthy lifestyle that I want to be like, that I looked up to. Just like, ooh, you like my role model. You like my role model because I want to live the healthy lifestyle. I want to be healthy. I want the healthy lifestyle now and forevermore, and it's life. This isn't a diet. This isn't a phase. This isn't a fad for me. This is my life. This is life. Life is healthy. Healthy is life. Forever. So not only that I had all of this information backing up, not only that I synced it firsthand from a role model, from somebody I look up to, and I just need this to add to my, I need this to add to my supplements. I need to add this because I don't want high cholesterol. I don't want my cholesterol to be high. And I wanted the certain kind of fish oil with no or zero cholesterol. And it was a specific kind of fish oil. Seen it before. Like I say, know it exists. It happens. And so I go to the store, right? And I asked the person at work that, like, hey, you know, I'm looking at your fish oil here, and I don't see what I'm looking for. Yeah. And so the person was like, yeah, so what are you looking for? Obviously, right? That is definitely the obvious question. I don't see what I'm looking for. Next question. What are you looking for? Exactly. Well, let me tell you what I'm looking for. I am looking for fish oil with no cholesterol. I am looking for the fish oils with no cholesterol. And then the person kind of looked back at me and with this befuddled look on their face and scratches their hair or head, I should say, and turns back and look at me. they don't make fish oil with no cholesterol. And then they go into explaining to me why there's no such thing as fish oil with no cholesterol. Yeah, go into explanation mode of telling me why something doesn't exist when I know it exists, because and I have proof that it exists. But I'm just gonna let this person just go on telling me that this doesn't exist while I have the empty bottle that my friend gave me in my pocket. I have the empty bottle what my friend gave me in my pocket. So I'm just letting this person just go on and on and on telling me about it don't exist. I think it's made up. Oh, you saw this on the internet? The internet ain't nothing real, ain't nothing true on the internet. You heard this there? You saw this there? Don't believe it. Don't believe it. And I'm just sitting there, just with this information, this bottle in my pocket. And I'm just saying to myself, what do I do? What do I do? Because this person is just so intent on telling me that I'm wrong. This person is so intent on telling me that this is make-believe, that what I'm saying doesn't exist. Like I'm talking about some unicorns or something. Like I'm talking about mermaids. But you know what? We know mermaids and unicorns exist. So I'm not talking about that, right? Exactly. Exactly. So I just politely said, okay. Because you know me. You know me. I'm not the kind of guy that just show people up. I'm not the kind of guy that just want to make people feel bad. I want to feel good. I want everybody else to be happy. I'm not going to destroy your world unless there's reason to destroy. And at that time, I'm still a noob. At that time, I just need all the information that I need. But I'm not trying to destroy a world. I am not trying to pull somebody's card. I am not trying to say you wrong. I know I'm right. I know I'm right. That was enough for me. So I just politely said, thank you for helping me. And just walked out the store. Thank you for helping me. And just walked out the store. There was no need to escalate the situation. There was no need for me to level up. There was no need for me to go cray cray. There was no need for me to just make my temperature rise. I just played it cool, calm, and collective. And I was just, thank you for helping me. And just walked out. I will say this, though. I've never been back to that store again. Never been back to any of those stores again. Never ordered anything from those stores again. Oh. I may not have proved that this exists then, but insulting my intelligence like that. Oh, I'm done with you. I'm done with you for life. I'm done with you for life. You wanna insult my intelligence? You wanna tell me something don't exist when it exists? When I done spent all these hours looking it up? When I done spent all these hours seeing how the molecular structure look? Been spending all these hours how it interacts with other molecules? And now you're telling me it don't exist? Oh, I'm done with you. That's my reason to ignore. That's my reason to say, we done. I ain't trying to go. I ain't in go mode. I'm beyond go mode. I'm beyond let's go. This is, it's over. It is over. And it was over. I ain't ordered nothing. I ain't been inside the store. I don't even know if the store still exists. It may not. I don't care, because after that day, I paid it no more attention. After that day, I just ignored it. After that day, it was gone. It no longer exists in my world. It no longer exists in my world. And that's like the NBA lottery. The NBA lottery no longer exists in my world. Sure, people can waste their time looking at seeing who getting lottery picks and the bouncing ball, this and that. If I wanted to see that, I would watch the lottery, you know, real lottery. I'd play the real lottery where I can get some money, where I can look and see the numbers. Show me your numbers because I got money on this. I got something important on this. I can be a winner. I can be a millionaire. I can be a billionaire. I can be a million billionaire. Million billionaire. New word, just invented, maybe, maybe not. But if I wanted to watch a lottery, I'd watch that lottery. NBA lottery, I don't know you exist, but I guess you do exist because so many people around me telling you me you exist. So you must exist, but you just don't exist in my reality. I don't watch you. I don't pay attention to you. I don't care. I do not care one iota. However, the people around me, they care. So since they care, I guess I care a little bit. Just a little bit, just a little tad, but far as knowing, far as keeping up and the draft order, nah, I'm not here for that. Somebody else may be here for that. Me, I'm not here for that. I'm just here for the numbers.